the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Southern rust has been confirmed in two South Georgia counties, and more are expected. AgFacts.com reports this is a little early for that disease to develop and suggests a real threat to corn growers in southeast Alabama for now, but possibly growers throughout Alabama depending on how things unfold in the coming weeks. Weather conditions are quite favorable for the spread of southern rust, but irrigated corn provides ideal conditions. Many of agriculture's leading groups are reacting positively to the expected nomination of Doug McCallop to be the chief agricultural negotiator with the U.S. Trade Representative's Office. McCallop has been a key ag policy official for 3 decades, and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says that makes him a great choice for the post. The U.S. Grains Council says McCallop will be able to use his strong background in farm and trade policy and his knowledge of biotechnology to advance U.S. global trade priorities. Smithfield Foods is stopping all harvest and processing operations in Vernon, California in 2023 due to the rising cost of doing business in that state. The company will also better align its hog production system by reducing its sow herd in the western region. That means the company will shrink the size of its sow herd in Utah and is looking at options to exit farms in Arizona and California. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.